We are the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short.
Hello, welcome to the Papers podcast series for the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short. I'm Jo Carlo, a freelance journalist with a specialism in psychology. In this series, we speak to authors of papers published in one of ACAM's three journals. These are the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, commonly known as JCPP, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health, known as CAM, and JCPP Advances. Today I'm interviewing clinical psychologist and researcher, Dr. Fiona Chalicum, clinical lecturer at the Section of Women's Mental Health at the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience, King's College London. Fiona is a co-author of the paper Preventing Anxiety in the Children of Anxious Parents, Feasibility of a Brief Online Group Intervention for Parents of 1 to 3 year olds, recently published in CAM. This paper will be the focus of today's podcast. If you're a fan of our Papers podcast series, please subscribe on your preferred streaming platform. Let us know how we did with a rating or review, and do share with friends and colleagues. Fiona, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Can you start with an introduction about who you are and what you do?
My name is Fiona Chalicum. I'm a clinical lecturer at King's College London. I'm a clinician working with parents of any gender, really from pregnancy until the age of 3, and parents with anxiety problems in general. My research also focuses on this area, particularly looking at interventions and development of interventions for parents during that time.
We're going to look at your paper today, but before we go into the detail, can you tell us what is known about anxiety and how it aggregates in families and how it gets transmitted between the generations?
So anxiety problems are very common in both adults and children, but we know that about half of anxiety problems actually begin during childhood. So they're really evident very early, really in the earliest kind of form of problems. There are relationships really between child and parental anxiety and lots of potential mechanisms. So although it's perfectly possible to be an anxious parent and not have an anxious child and vice versa, there are raised risks. You're about kind of 1 to 2 times more likely to be anxious if you do have an anxious parent. And of course, some of that will be to do with genetic factors, but a lot of it will be to do with environmental factors, in particular parenting. And there's many aspects to parenting, aspects of kind of the emotional environment of home, aspects to do with kind of risk taking and messages about anxiety itself that can be transmitted. So there are lots of kind of modifiable factors, which is really exciting for the field of prevention.
And why is it so important to tackle childhood anxiety? So what is the typical trajectory for children who are anxious who do not receive help?
So these problems really, as I said, do tend to persist into adulthood. So as I said, about half of adults with anxiety problems had those difficulties starting in childhood. Mm-hmm. They can therefore affect people throughout their whole life. There are impacts on every aspect of life and functioning. So really from kind of school functioning to then kind of economic functioning, relationships and so on. So they really can have a huge and long-standing impact if untreated throughout life.
Let's turn now to the paper. So this is Preventing Anxiety in the Children of Anxious Parents, Feasibility of a Brief Online Group Intervention for Parents for 1 to 3 year olds, recently published in CAM. Fiona, can you give us a brief overview to set the scene?
This paper describes an adaptation of an intervention that was designed by Professor Cartwright Hatton in Sussex to prevent anxiety in the children of parents who have an anxiety difficulty themselves. Prof. Cartwright Hatton has already tested this out and found this to be effective in reducing levels of anxiety in school-aged children. But with our sort of clinical work with parents in the perinatal period and kind of just beyond that, we know that even at that stage, parents who are experiencing anxiety themselves are very concerned about the transmission of anxiety to their children and their own parenting, and feel that actually even at this, that the kind of toddler stage, that this kind of intervention will be useful. So we had input from people with lived experience throughout the design and conduct of the study. And we, based on our systematic review, kind of looking at modifiable factors earlier on, preschool that actually we thought we could adapt this program for parents at this earlier stage. And so our study here was testing out our adaptation with a group of parents with anxiety problems. So parents could be mums or dads. It's a short intervention, so it's only two sessions of an hour each. And we conducted it online, which was very helpful for parents with small children. And I would say it's probably one of the easiest studies we've ever had to recruit to. We were oversubscribed, a rare thing, but I think really showed off the bat that this was a popular subject with parents who had anxiety difficulties. Our aim in this study was really just to see, get some initial feedback and see if it was feasible to run this study at scale, if parents would participate, really what they thought of the content, whether they found it useful. We gave them measures for their own mental health. We asked them to complete measures on their parenting and about their children. So it's to get an initial sense of, was this useful? People were keen about the idea of it. We had parents with a variety of anxiety presentations, different disorders. They could self-define. And really, in terms of kind of the content, everybody completed both sessions and completed our measures of follow-up again. So we had really good retention to the study. And in terms of the intervention, it's not a treatment for anxiety. It was very much a focus, it's a psychoeducation focused on parenting skills. So that's really important to say. And it's a group intervention that had a facilitator. And we had the first author of our paper, an excellent facilitator, who'd really thought carefully about how to deliver this in this format. So we had a printed manual that she sent out to everybody and really wanted to sort of maximize interaction, as we all know, online and having screens can sometimes get in the way. So she was very thoughtful about those aspects, which again, I think parents really liked. So in terms of what we found, parents gave very positive feedback about the content. They found most elements very helpful. We asked them whether it had helped with their parenting confidence. Generally, people thought it had helped with that. We asked them about different kind of dimensions of parenting, like how confident do you feel dealing with your children's emotions? How confident do you feel in terms of kind of having fun and playing with children and so on. And generally people reported improvements in those important sort of concepts, the sort of things that we know anxiety problems can interfere with, which was really positive. We also asked parents about their own mental health. Interestingly, given that this wasn't a specific target of the intervention, actually parents reported reduced rates of anxiety and improved mood themselves, which I found particularly interesting. So parents of small children, you know, parenting is a big part of your life in terms of the time and the demand. So something that was focused on helping them with confidence actually then had seemed to have an impact on their own well-being, which was fantastic to see.
But were they more confident in their parenting or more confident in hoping that this transmission of anxiety would be less likely?
That's a really good question. So we only asked them about the former, so more confidence in their parenting. We would hope, given the nature of the intervention, a closely allied question would mean more confident that actually they felt they knew kind of what to do and how to manage, you know, where the situations where their own anxiety might kind of potentially get in the way, which is very much what the group is about. So we were only able to do a short follow-up in this. So there was no change in the child measures. You need a longer follow-up. You need very big numbers to show that things don't happen. But certainly the initial kind of signals are there that parents found it useful and that this could be a way, as it had with the older children, but even more key stage to help parents with parenting and not letting their anxiety interfere.
But what are the implications of your findings for CAM professionals?
Implications would be that there are some actually quite achievable things that can be done at a very early stage. So I said we would like to run a bigger trial to kind of demonstrate the impacts, but what we do know is that parents are really want to have this information and they want to use it. So, you know, in future research, it would be great to investigate how they used it and how long lasting it is. But certainly based on this initial research, a very short, accessible group that could be run by, you know, graduate psychologists. Could be an intervention that actually could support parents who are experiencing anxiety themselves in ameliorating that impact on children. So I think it's quite exciting, potentially quite easy to incorporate into child services or even into adult mental health services. Parents actually, I think, liked was that the focus was not on their own mental health and that it was about skills training. And of course, getting people into a room and so on always presents challenges, but it was definitely achievable with this online. It was just an hour. So I think, yeah, these are the main messages that this really could be done without too much additional resource.
While we're on the topic of resources, what are the implications for policymakers?
Again, this is a time to really invest in supporting parents. That we know a lot about potential factors that can negatively influence child development, and we do have interventions to support parents through that stage. So I think, again, greater accessibility, it would need some resource behind it, but it wouldn't need a complete remodeling of things. These interventions could be slotted in to existing services with just a small investment, and perhaps if that's preventing problems down the line, that would be saving money. So I think, again, it's a worthy area to be thinking about. And the popularity of it, I think, again, is something that shows this is something that is coming from parents themselves. It's a great time to intervene in early parenthood, as parents are kind of making that transition, finding their feet with skills. It's a great time to be offering them that support.
And on the topic of parents, what tips do you have, if any, for anxious parents?
I would emphasise the fact anxiety is something that's very common, that people experience a lot, and that you can still be an absolutely brilliant parent if you have an anxiety problem. Some things might be difficult for you, as in for any parent, there'll be things which push our buttons. But if you have an anxiety problem, there might be things that interweave with your own anxiety. But there are certainly things that are worth knowing about that you can offset those things. It's always a good time to work on your own anxiety and get help for yourself as well. I would emphasise that too. But yeah, I think all of those other things are important to know.
Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight in the paper?
Yes, just to thank all the participants really for their support, and I can't do anything without people taking part and filling in our questionnaires. But we were really happy to see with this study, I guess, the level of support.
Are you planning any follow-up research, or is there anything else in the pipeline that you'd like to share with us?
So given that this has gone well and we feel it's promising, we are working on scaling this up. We'd love to see how this works in real life and following up, let's say, with real life in a bigger sample and following the kids up and really interacting more with parents with anxiety to see what could be added to this, if they feel it's enough, or how it could work to help them through a longer period.
And finally, what is your take-home message for our listeners?
Although anxiety problems are serious and have an impact, there's lots that can be done. And this study shows that this is a popular idea with people who have anxiety problems themselves.
Brilliant. Fiona, thank you ever so much. For more details on Dr. Fiona Chalicombe, please visit the ACAM website, www.acam.org, and Twitter at ACAM. ACAM is spelled A-C-A-M-H. And don't forget to follow us on your preferred streaming platform. Let us know if you enjoy the podcast with a rating or review, and do share with friends and colleagues.